The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am Jeff Rich, pinch hitting for Andy Dorf on this Sunday morning, and it's starting to feel like football season. Plenty of games on the slate this afternoon. We're gonna break it all down. Great day in college football once again. Starting to feel like autumn in the rest of the country. I'm not feeling it here in Arizona. I'm not sure that my colleagues feel in the autumn just yet in Southern California. I got Fred Wallen with me. Fred, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's actually drizzling here in Southern California, so it's about time is all I can tell you. It's been so hot the last 5 or 6 months here in Los Angeles.
Yo, we can't rid ourselves of summer quickly enough. Hey, big week in Los Angeles. I don't know. I want to say that it's a good week, but we'll be able to get into all that after the break here. But, Fred, I'm really interested in your opinion on a lot of things. I know you're a Laker fan, so I'm kind of curious how you feel on this Lamar Odom situation. But we'll have all of that and a lot more after the break. This is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Measure is probably one of the most important items in your toolbox. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about taking care of the tape so that it takes care of you right after this.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with the Generac Automatic Backup Generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899 and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-941-5875 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
An accurate, smooth operating tape measure is essential to almost any home improvement project. Like any tool, a measuring tape will benefit from a little preventive maintenance to keep it working smoothly and accurately. To prevent binding as the tape slides in and out of the housing, you should occasionally add a little paste wax to the front and back of the tape. If you're concerned about its accuracy, here's a quick test. Place it on a piece of wood, aligning the 1-inch mark with the edge of a board. Make a pencil mark at the 4. Then, place the hook end on the edge and see if the measurement is 3. If it's not, take 2 pair of pliers and bend the hook slightly to adjust it as needed. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dorf on Sports. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. You have Jeff Rich here in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, while it's chilly in the rest of the country. Not too much different on the weather front in Southern California, where we have Fred Wallen. You want to get in on the action, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Go ahead. You can tweet at me at @ByJeffRich and shoot Fred an email. He's sportsfred@aol.com. All right, Fred. A lot going on. A lot going on in your neck of the woods, as a matter of fact. Steve Sarkisian, about the time we went on the air last Sunday, showed up to practice not in the best of shape. His program not in the best of shape after a Thursday night loss to the Washington Huskies about 8 or 9 days ago. Sarkisian had an incident right before the season began, and Pat Hayden kind of mildly addressed it, said, hey, Sark's going to go get help. And really, quite frankly, it's none of our business in the media to speculate on a person's addiction, on their mental health. But, this is a leader of young men with a very important job, a very costly job to the people at the University of Southern California. I know you're a UCLA guy, but what do you what's your take on this whole situation with Pat Hayden, Steve Sarkisian, and the USC head coaching job, which has changed over quite a bit since Pete Carroll bolted for the NFL?
Well, Pat Hayden did not hire Lane Kiffin. So as far as head coaches in the NFL, I mean, in the collegiate side of it at USC, he's only 0-1, not 0-2. A lot of people think he hired Lane Kiffin. That was Mike Garrett's last pick. You feel sorry for Steve Sarkisian. It's all you can do, but you said it. I mean, he's coaching young men, and he's got a disease, he's got an illness, and he's got to get better if he can. I'm sure he can. He'll be back coaching, maybe not as a head coach, as an assistant. There are a lot of guys out there, Jeff, that have been very fine assistant coaches, and he certainly was under Pete Carroll, and can't make it as a head coach. Maybe he's one of those guys. Lane Kiffin seems to be one of those guys. So the bottom line is I don't think Pat Hayden had much of a choice. On Saturday, of course, Pat Hayden had to go to the hospital and check his heart. He was lightheaded. Hopefully he's okay. He flew back with the team. So I don't think Hayden did anything that any other athletic director wouldn't do, except maybe hire Sarkisian in the first place. But again, I mean, his choices at that point, I mean, he got down to Chris Peterson from Boise State, now at Washington, or Steve Sarkisian and Chris Peterson not doing a great job, certainly for the Huskies. They lose on Saturday night. So the point is, even though USC is considered a great football program, a lot of coaches might not want to move west. I don't know what the thing is. But he was down to Chris Peterson and Sarkisian, and I'm not sure. I mean, Peterson probably not an alcoholic, and we hope he's not. But what I'm saying is the people at Washington are already upset in his second season.
Oh, of course, of course. And for USC, is it time to kind of get away from that Pete Carroll family? I mean, they had a great run in the early to mid-2000s. Even at the end of Carroll's run, they went on probation, so they had to suffer a little bit. And Lane Kiffin did have to carry him through that. But is it time to get a new face? I know that Chip Kelly's going to be brought up. I don't know if they're like Texas and they're going to dream about Nick Saban. But, is it time to forget who's been there and maybe intentionally go outside of the family?
Well, maybe you stay within the family with a former USC player and maybe in a former USC assistant coach or whatever. I mean, you have Jeff Fisher at the St. Louis Rams. You have Jack Del Rio with Oakland. So, I mean, you've got some possibilities out there from the pro ranks. Money, obviously, no problem at USC, private institution, and they can pay $5, $6, $7 million, and they would for the best coach. So I don't doubt that they might look toward Jeff Fisher or Jack Del Rio, somebody like that who is in the history of USC, who feels what USC does. Because Pat Hayden, I know him a little bit. Nobody cares more about the school than Pat Hayden does. So he might hire somebody that also might care that much about the school. So we'll go from there.
Is that an easier transition to make? You know, I know that college coaches have a hard time when they go up to the NFL level. Is that an easier transition to make to go from the Sunday game back to the Saturday game?
I don't know if it's more difficult. In this case, it might even be easier because you're coming back home. And, I mean, just taking any collegiate job, it might be more difficult. But taking a job where you know everybody and you've been there and you've done it, might actually be an easier situation if the money's close to what it is in the pros. You might do it. I don't know. I mean, Jeff Fisher may end up here anyways if the St. Louis Rams are the NFL team that they choose to move to Los Angeles. But if not, maybe he comes back with USC. Maybe Jack Del Rio comes back with USC. I mean, there are other guys out there, certainly, assistant coaches everywhere, and head coaches too. But I don't think the Chip Kelly thing is a winner. He just jumped aboard the pros. I don't think he's leaving this quickly. And they also mentioned Brian Kelly of Notre Dame. I wouldn't want him if I were a USC person. I don't think he's what you'd call a top-notch character guy. And considering, folks, if you know the story about, I have to mention this every time I mention Brian Kelly. 4 or 5 years ago, winds were 50, 60 miles an hour in South Bend, Indiana. And Brian Kelly refused to practice indoors. He practiced outdoors. So he forced the school photographer to get on the roof and take pictures of what was happening outdoors, 50 and 60 mile hour winds. The youngster falls off the roof and dies. Nothing happens to Brian Kelly. If you're a dad and you tell your son to get on the roof in 50 and 60 mile hour winds, you're some way legally in trouble. There's no question. Some way Notre Dame got out of that. I'm sure they paid the family a lot of money, but I don't like Brian Kelly. Also, from before that, at the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats, a basketball school, not a football school mostly, but they were 12-0, and then he got the Notre Dame job, and he left them right before the bowl game. He had a chance to go undefeated in the season. So Brian Kelly's for Brian Kelly, and so I wouldn't want him at USC if I were a USC fan.
Well, you know, and they got drilled by the University of Florida in what I believe was Tim Tebow's last game for Urban Meyer at the University of Florida. Worth mentioning, we put a lot of focus on the culprits, on the assailants, but we don't mention the victims enough. The young man's name was Declan Sullivan. Yeah. 20 years old, lost his life when he didn't need to. I completely agree with you there, Fred. We got about 2 minutes left. This Lamar Odom situation, former Laker, loved being a Los Angeles Laker. He played for the Clippers and the Heat as well. He's off being an adult, that doesn't have to play by the rules, or, actually is playing by the rules if he's in the state of Nevada. But a lot of toxins in the system, nearly loses his life. Looks like he has a good chance to pull through. Any thoughts on Lamar Odom there, Fred?
I think it's a miracle. I actually got a call from a friend of mine who's wife works as a nurse at the hospital where Lamar was. It's on Thursday night, I believe, and or maybe Wednesday night. I'm trying to think now, but he told me he was brain dead. So I told my wife, a 35-year-old guy dies for no reason at all, brain dead, and it wasn't the case. A miracle happened, and it proves, again, there are miracles. That's why they call them miracles. I mean, they don't happen very often, but when they do, you're just very, very happy, and Lamar's talking, and his family is there, and you may dislike the Kardashians, but they were all there by his side. I got to give that credit to after the divorce. And Lamar Odom is liked by almost everybody. If you ever shake his hand, you'll understand that he's just a very jovial type guy, and was a very fine NBA player and a very fine collegiate player for the He got Las Vegas in trouble, even though he never played for UNLV, and then he got Rhode Island in trouble. But the point is, Lamar Odom is quite a guy, and we'll go from there.
All right, that's going to do it for this segment. Keep it close. We'll be right back. Probably talk about some more West Coast, maybe some Pac-12 football. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich in Phoenix, filling in for the Dorf Band, who's back in the great state of Wisconsin. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All right, welcome back to Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Band. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. That was the Rolling Stones. And, you know, I can't get no satisfaction from the system in college football that insists on giving everybody a baseline in the month of August, before anybody's played a game. That's why we have an Ohio State team that hasn't really sold anybody in at the number one slot, and why we have a Utah team that does nothing but go out and win, play defense. Kyle Whittingham doesn't get the best players there in Salt Lake City. And, you know, the Pac-12 is largely forgotten about with East Coast writers. There is an East Coast bias. I'm from Cleveland, so it's not, you know, I'm not native to it, but I definitely understand that nobody's staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning on their Saturday night to watch Utah play Arizona State. But Utah not overwhelming on Saturday night, and the Pac-12. This is one of those this is one of those leagues on paper that was supposed to have four or five contenders for the college football playoff, and it looks like it's down to a two-team race with Utah essentially locking up the Pac-12 South. And Stanford bouncing back from a bad non-conference loss in the state of Illinois at Northwestern to start the season. Fred, UCLA gets drilled on Thursday night. Are they underperforming this year, or were they a little overrated going into the season?
Well, as I've said for the last year or two, at least, the Pac-12 does not have a lot of good college football coaches, or very good college football coaches. Kyle Whittingham at Utah, and I said this for the last couple of years, is the best because he wins with less talent than some of the other schools have. Jim Mora has never beaten Stanford. He's 0-5. He's never beaten Oregon, and they don't play this year. He's 0-3 against Oregon. And UCLA lost their three best defensive players. So that obviously makes a difference. Everybody can run now on UCLA, and Stanford certainly, with Christian McCaffrey, certainly ran at UCLA very easily on Thursday night. However, the one thing I would say, if Utah played Ohio State in a neutral field today, no matter what Utah's done this season, no matter what Ohio State's done this season, the Buckeyes would be 6 or 7 point favorite. So that you have to take in consideration too. And that's not necessarily Eastern bias. It's because they've been there before. And people will just jump aboard. And I don't know which side of that wager I would take, but the Buckeyes would be a sizable favorite over Utah. But I'd like to, since we're talking college football, I've got to say this. I had my play of the week, and I'm at a couple of sites, but one of them is phoenixsports.com, and my pick of the week, my college game of the week, was Michigan State +7.5 because I got in early versus Michigan because they'd beaten them 6 out of 7 times and whatever. The miracle play at the end didn't change the fact that Michigan State had already covered. They were the better team, except that their special teams all season long, all kinds of problems. People are running back kickoffs and punts on them like there's no defense as far as the Spartans are concerned. And for Mark D'Antonio, that's a shocking thing because that's not historically true. But let me just say this. Punter O'Neill, yes, he should have jumped on the ball. But that's not the problem of the last play of the game. The last play of the game was shouldn't have been a punt. All Jim Harbaugh, who thinks he's the smartest man in the room, and he's not, had to do was tell his quarterback, just run around for a few seconds and fall down. You don't snap it 15 yards back. There's more danger of a problem there than a snap to a quarterback. Or give it to a running back. I don't care. There's 10 seconds to go. After he was tackled, you'd have like 6 or 7 seconds to go. You'd have one Hail Mary, and the game would be over. It's not on O'Neill, who apparently are getting death threats now, which is in this world anything is possible. But folks, he's just a kid. He's 21 years of age, 22 years of age. Leave him alone.
And even if he wasn't, it's sports. It's just a damn game. Let these players play their game. Let these guys do their job. You screw up at your job, no one's sending you death threats. That's irresponsible. You're not a real fan of any game, and you're not a decent human being if you're pulling that kind of stunt.
But at the media conference, Harbaugh blamed his punter. Harbaugh should have blamed himself. Harbaugh should have said, why did I punt? I was on the 40. Okay, yeah, folks, if you missed it, Michigan was on Michigan State's 45-yard line. So if you fall down dead there on the 45, it's a 55-yard Hail Mary. I'm not sure that the odds of that, are anyways, Harbaugh made the mistake. Harbaugh made the mistake. At the press conference, I would have settled for maybe I shouldn't have punted. Maybe I should just have handed off to my tailback or let the quarterback just run around a little while. But he didn't say that. He blamed his punter. He said the punter, O'Neill, made a mistake. He should have just fallen on it. Yeah, he should have just fallen on it. But he shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. It's on Harbaugh. And there's a reason that Harbaugh lasts a few years everywhere. I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but he's an egomaniac, and he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. And he cost Michigan a chance because they lose to Utah the first game of the season. If they run the table, beat Ohio State, they could have made the Final Four, too. So he cost them the entire season because he is the smartest man in the room. And now, Jeff, I don't know about you, but you're closer to the situation. I mean, from Cleveland and the whole thing. He's a good coach, but why do you punt there?
Well, I think the 10 seconds is tough to kill. I mean, you know, if you theorize that you're going to give Connor Cook the ball with 3 or 4 seconds left, you know, I mean, Michigan State's strength is in the running game. They can't kick field goals to save their lives. So, you know, I mean, they were at about midfield. It would have been tough. I mean, if you're going to have the quarterback run around, you might as well put the ball in the hands of Davion Smith and actually try to get a long first down there. You know, the one timeout left when Michigan State misses on 4th and 19, that game should have been over. They should have ran 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down a lot more efficiently than they did. You know, to have to punt on 4th down with 10 seconds left, you put your team in that situation. And, you know, I'm listening to the commentators on that game, and they're talking about the quick kick. You know, just I think that there's so much going through the mind of the long snapper and the punter. Just, you know, go business as usual. You know 11 guys are coming. You got 10 guys to stop them. You know, snap the ball, get the kick off. You know, it's not a one-step kick. Just business as usual, and you don't put that kind of pressure on O'Neal, the long snapper, and everyone else in that situation. So, miracle win. Not Mark D'Antonio's first miracle win. If you remember a couple years ago, they had that fake field goal as time ran out against Notre Dame. That's a big win. You know, I mean, that was Treadwell. You know, they've lost a lot of assistant coaches, and, you know, they lost Pat Narduzzi. I think that, and Pittsburgh's doing phenomenal this year. I mean, they're a 57-yard field goal from being undefeated, which the Iowa Hawkeyes, who beat them in that game, are. So, a lot going on back east. A lot of undefeated teams still. I'm curious how many undefeated teams we're going to have from the quote-unquote group of five. Because Toledo's undefeated. You got 3 teams from the American Conference undefeated. BYU and Boise State, by way of 2 losses, they're probably out of the hunt. Then you have Toledo in the Mid-American Conference, who's, unless they stumble against Northern Illinois, is probably going to run away with that. So you're going to have some undefeated teams probably left out of the group of 6, but it's college football, and anything can happen on any given Saturday.
Should Jim Harbaugh have blamed the punter or blamed himself at the media conference?
Oh, he's got to put that on himself. Even if he doesn't believe that, and I believe he's such an egomaniac that it's all the player's fault anytime anything goes wrong, because he could never do anything wrong. But, head coach X has to own that. There's no question about that. Hey, did you happen to catch the Utah-Arizona State game on Saturday night? Really bizarre play. Arizona State didn't even belong on the same field with Utah, but Utah didn't play very well. They bottled up. Devontae Booker was bottled up. Travis Wilson had to win the game, and he really did. But down 15-14, I believe it was, the Utah Utes decide to run a trick play in the rain on a kickoff return and throw a forward pass in the end zone. It's something I've never seen before. I know that we had the crazy ending, in Ann Arbor, but that play with the Utah Utes, why get fancy in that situation? You're the better team on the field. Play it straight up and just beat the Sun Devils at the line of scrimmage, quite frankly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it in the rain, but what they were thinking was exactly what you just said. Nobody would try anything crazy in the rain, so that's why they tried it, and it could have cost them. Didn't, and as you said, they didn't play very well. I kept switching back and forth between that and the Oregon game because Vernon Adams is back, and it's too bad for the Ducks. He hasn't been here all season long, because if he's been here all season long, I guarantee you they wouldn't have 3 losses. The rest of the way, I would stay away of wagering against the Oregon Ducks is all I can tell you, because Fernand Adams is only going to get better and better and better, and they could sweep the board the rest of the way. Not that it matters, the 3 losses, but they're a totally different team with that little guy at quarterback. And then the only negative toward him, he's short. There are other short quarterbacks out there that have done very well, and here's a guy who from Eastern Washington who had 3 consecutive great seasons for Eastern Washington, and he transferred and he got hurt, and the whole spiel. But last night against Washington, he won on the road, and it was 26-13, and they scored late, Washington, to make it look better than it really was. But Oregon was by far the better team.
Before we get out of here, the Mets take care of the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in Game 5. You got Greinke on the mound. You got to set up the exact way that you want to do it. To Dodgers fans, with this $300 million payroll, this can't be acceptable. What do they need to do to right the ship there in Los Angeles?
hey, Jeff, it's upper management. I mean, I don't like Mattingly as a manager, but it's upper management that has totally screwed this club. They had Greinke and Kershaw and Jensen and nobody in between as far as pitching is concerned. And I'm not kidding. I mean, everybody else was unreliable. They had three pitchers. Now they're going to have two because Greinke's opted out, and they're not going to match what somebody else might want to pay for Zach Greinke because they're not going to pay a long-term deal. They think upper management believes it is smarter than everybody else. Talking about the smartest man in the room, Andrew Friedman thinks he's the smartest man in the room. That's why the Dodgers lost to the Mets.
This is a theme recurring throughout sports. The head coach or manager of a ball club being the egomaniac, being the egomaniacs that they are, and their paychecks certainly justify that ego. You got to win the games. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. When we come back, blood in the water in the NFL. Plenty of games to talk about. Stay tuned.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich here in Phoenix, and I've got my man Fred Wallen in Southern California. You can get in on the action, too. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. And with that said, we're going to go out to the phone lines right now. I believe we have Chris on the line. Chris, what's on your mind?
Not so much, how you doing today?
Hello?
Oh, I'm doing well. I can't speak for Fred, but Cubbies are down 1-0 in the NLDS. I'm a Cubs fan by proxy. We're getting through the show without our usual host Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about. What do you want to talk about, Chris?
I was thinking you can't get over the ending of that Michigan State game, but I can understand Fred would be upset with both his teams losing the Dodgers and USC. Rough weekend, but hey, Fred, you could have been Arizona and had the Rattlers screwed in the Arena Bowl, and you could also have the Diamondbacks missing the playoffs. So it could be worse, Fred. I'm calling the Royals. Oh, the Royals Cubs World Series. And then Novak Djokovic, absolutely unstoppable right now. Can anyone beat him, guys?
Go ahead, Fred.
Jeff, what do you think?
I think Djokovic's the best player in the world right now. I don't think that the surface matters at all anymore. Nadal and Federer getting up there in age. Not a lot of parity going on in the world of tennis. It seems to be the same five guys at the end of the rope every time. At least it's better than the one or two that we have in the women's circuit. But I think I think they're great athletes, but I don't think the sport's very entertaining because it's so predictable at this point.
Yeah, he's won 23 straight sets now. He hasn't, means he's won 11 matches straight without dropping a set now.
Hey Chris, how are you listening to us today?
I was on the Byline USA.
All right, yeah, and that's sportsbyline.com. You can also catch us on the TuneIn Radio app and iHeartRadio. We are live every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Hey, Chris, I know you're an Arizona guy. Did you think the Sun Devils had any chance to hang with the Utah Utes on Saturday night in Salt Lake City?
To be honest, I thought they had a chance, but I knew Utah would win. And then I turned it off once they fumbled the snap last night. I was like, well, that's the game. Thank you. I can go to bed early. So,
all right. What do you think of the Cardinals Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh?
I'm going Cardinals 34, Pittsburgh 23.
All right. Plenty of blood in the water, as I mentioned before the break. With the Sunday slate of games, you have Denver going to Cleveland. Cleveland's always interested in beating the Denver Broncos. It's been 25 years since they've done so. Bernie Kosar was the quarterback the last time that happened. We all know about John Elway, Ernest Biner, the drive, the fumble, those AFC championships. A little bit of a new chapter to the script. T.J. Ward said when Mike Pettine came in, that the Browns didn't make him, did not make him an offer to retain him, though he wanted to stay with his buddy Joe Hayden in that Cleveland Browns defense. So he's got an axe to grind as the Browns go in and take on the struggling Denver Broncos. Hey, Fred, do you give Cleveland any kind of chance? I know that Denver's going to be a heavy road favorite.
Well, no. In reality, Denver's going to win this game, but anything is possible in the National Football League, as we've discovered throughout history, and we'll see what does occur. Anybody who says that Peyton Manning's arm is what it used to be is not following it. He's not what he used to be, but they have the wide receivers, they have the running attack, and they've got a very good defense. So, I mean, Denver's going to win, and of course, nobody's going to throw for 457 yards against them as the Browns gained last week. So no, I'll take Denver as far as that is concerned. Certainly, and I want to say something. One thing about what Chris just said about a tough week for somebody living in Los Angeles, a sports fan in Los Angeles. I wanted the Dodgers to lose. You don't understand. I mean, I've been a Dodger fan since the age of five, and management has gotten me so upset with the blackout of 80% of us in Southern California and Southern Nevada, television blackout, where they picked up $8.3 billion from Time Warner Cable, and Time Warner can't sell it to any other system, so everybody else is blacked out. And for the folks that can't afford a cable or satellite, they didn't even keep the Friday night games. The Mets televise locally on local television like 25 games a year. I would have settled for that, just so the people that can't afford cable and satellite, if they just given them Friday night games, I wouldn't have said this company, the Guggenheims, is as greedy as they happen to be. And then, of course, they make ridiculous deals. Dee Gordon, last year, in 2014, was an all-star second baseman. Didn't have a great second half, so they deal him away to Miami. And all he does this year is lead the league, National League, in hitting and lead the league in stolen bases with 58. And the Dodgers don't have a leadoff guy. They had a leadoff guy. So my point is the new management with Andrew Friedman and the rest made this club worse, not better, since they've taken over a year ago. And as a Dodger fan, I'm just upset. So I actually want, because if they'd beaten the Mets and won the World Series or something, they'd think they know what they're doing. They don't. I'm a numbers guy. But you have to know baseball first. They don't know baseball. They don't understand baseball. You have to have a leadoff guy and a guy who can steal bases, because that puts pressure on the other team every time out, Jeff. And they didn't have any speed whatsoever this year. The only guy with any speed is Puig, and he was not a good base runner. He's not a smart base runner. And Peterson, just a rookie. And
Chris, before we cut you loose, you're up in Colorado. Any thoughts on the decline of the Denver Broncos?
I mean, I don't think there's that much. They're 5-0. It's hard to argue. But Josh McCown, I wouldn't overlook the Browns. I think it's going to be closer than people expect. I'm with Fred, though. I think the Broncos win, but I'm thinking it's going to be closer than they think, because McCown's been putting up numbers lately, and the Browns' defense is no sleeper.
Hey, Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Hopefully we can catch up next week. Hey, Fred, I want to get back to what you were saying. You know, I understand. You know, the Dodgers have made mistakes, and you know they have the pockets to right the ship. It's just that ownership has to be committed to making the right changes. And right now, all it seems like they're doing is throwing money at the problem.
Well, again, they're going to lose Greinke. Who do they have? They've got Kershaw. There's no guarantee Ryu comes back. They've got Kershaw and Jensen, and they would have 8 or 9 pitchers in the middle who you can't rely on one night to the next. They're not going to re-sign Greinke because somebody's going to offer him a 6-year deal. They're not going to offer a 31-year-old pitcher a 6-year deal because they think they're smarter than everybody else. So he's going to be gone.
It would be in Zach's best interest to stay in Los Angeles, where nobody cares, because he has a bad outing. He goes home and he's enjoying Southern California. I think that he goes into a tougher media market. He's going to have a tougher time. I thought that he had a tougher time in Kansas City and Milwaukee. So,
but he's got the Dodgers by the neck, and his agent is going to go for the biggest deal. And then, okay, so the Dodgers are the Greinke, okay. They didn't go after David Price, they said, because they didn't want to give up any of their minor leaguers. Now they wouldn't have to, because he's a free agent. If you don't have Greinke, then go after David Price. He's younger. Give him the 6-year deal.
David Price seems like kind of an odd cat, though. David Price doesn't seem like he'd just go where the money is. I think that, you know, he would really seek out the right fit, with teams that are willing to pay the price. But I don't think that he's necessarily going to the highest bidder.
Okay, then they have nobody then.
Yeah,
the point is, they signed Brandon McCarthy, who's injury prone. I think he threw four times for the Dodgers this year before he missed the whole season. They only gave him $48 million guaranteed over 4 years. Alex Wood was in and out. He's certainly not a number two pitcher. Maybe he's a number four or five. What's in between? I mean, the point is, Anderson's a free agent. They lose him, and not that he's anything better than a 4 or 5 pitcher anyways. If they lose Greinke, they've got a number one starter, and they've got a number one reliever, and they got nothing in between. These guys in charge, Mr. Walter, Stan Kasten, Andrew Friedman, over the last 365 days has made this team a worse team than it was the year before. And with all the money, $300 million, think about it. The Cubs payroll is like $150 million. Think about it. A lot of teams have payrolls like $100 million or less. They've got $300 million, and they're a worse team than they were last year. How's that possible?
It's baseball. You know, I mean, baseball tells the truth. When you don't, you can have all the stats, you can have all the saber metrics, but if you can't get it done on the field, and the Dodgers just seem like a team that on the whole aren't nearly worth some of all their parts. And half the team is the disaster that was the Boston Red Sox, and that's why the Red Sox gave that talent to the Dodgers and gave that payroll to the Dodgers, because it just doesn't work. And, you know, you're right. You know, management needs to wake up. Hey, before we get out of here today, only a couple minutes left in the segment. I talked about revenge. You got Bruce Arians with his team in Pittsburgh. Taking on the team, taking on an organization that, and a head coach in Mike Tomlin that said, "You're not good enough anymore. Why don't you retire, old man?" He almost does. He does Chuck Pagano a favor, ends up being able to take over that team, proving his worth. The Arizona Cardinals have brought him out to the desert and never looked back. He's facing the Steelers at Heinz Field on Sunday. The team stayed in West Virginia throughout the week because they played Detroit a week ago. He hasn't taken Carson Palmer out of any game just yet. Do you think that they try to get out to a big lead and just run it up against the Steelers? And, quite frankly, I think the Steelers' defense is capable of letting them do that to them.
I think it'll be a high-scoring game. That much I will say. Even though they've been in the East all week, this is still a team coming west to east, and historically something seems to happen most of the time in those kind of circumstances. So I have no prediction on the game, but except that I do think both teams will score. And obviously, Pittsburgh's not the same without Big Ben. But last week, when they had to, they found it. So the point is, Michael Vick's not Big Ben. He's never would be, and he never will be, and there's no question about that. And Tony O'Brown has got this thing with Big Ben that he doesn't have with Michael Vick, and that makes the difference. But in the end, I think it'll be a high-scoring game. It'll be a fun game to watch, I guarantee you that. So if you get a chance to watch it, definitely do so.
All right. You have the Carolina Panthers, who are actually the better team, at least in the standings, going to Seattle. A little bit of gamesmanship, a little bit of rivalry to this one, perhaps, even though they're not division rivals. I don't know if you heard Sunday morning, fire alarm was pulled at 5:30 a.m. at the Panthers team hotel. And Cam Newton said that the 12th man's not a big deal. It's it's just loud. He doesn't care if it's the loudest, because once you get loud, there's like a critical, there's like terminal velocity with it. The Carolina Panthers, do they keep rolling at Century?
I don't know, but Seattle blew a 17-point lead last week.
Do you think that just takes the wind out of their sails for the rest of the season, or at least this week?
If you go 2-4, you got a major problem. You have to basically win all the rest of the games. So, again, I'm not wagering one way or the other on the game, but it should be one of the best. And certainly Cam Newton has played very, very well in 2015. So it's another game that, folks, you shouldn't miss.
Hey, they say snitches end up with stitches. We'll see if that's true on Sunday night in Indianapolis, where the defending Super Bowl champions will take on the Indianapolis Colts. Hey, we're going to wrap it up next segment. I'm Jeff Rich with Fred Wallen. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Welcome back, everyone. Final segment this Sunday morning on the Dorf on Sports Show. You know, hey, I got to bring this up, Fred, just because the IC is what the IC is, and, you know, I'm not all about aesthetics, but Ohio State is one of those teams that should have a home uniform and an away uniform. I get why Oregon does it. I get why Maryland does it. Ohio State doesn't need it. You know, not to be the fashion police, because the fashion police are certainly there in the NFL. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this before we get out of here today. D'Angelo Williams, you know, everybody in the NFL is wearing pink for the month of October for breast cancer awareness. D'Angelo Williams wanted to do it the whole season to honor his mother. You know, he raised money to get mammograms for a lot of women. I don't remember the exact number. You know, on the other hand, you have Cam Hayward, Craig Ironhead Hayward's son, who wore the eye black to honor his father, gets fined for it. Has the NFL overstepped their reach with these uniform fines?
I think it was ridiculous, no sensitivity whatsoever, and shame on the National Football League.
Do you think they just fear the slippery slope? You know, I know that this is more of a conversation that comes up in politics, you know, whatever the issue is, conservative, liberal, whatever. But, you know, do you think that the problem that they fear with this is, you know, a couple years ago, you know, more than a couple years ago, back in 2007, when Michael Vick was arrested, you know, and charged with conspiracy in the dogfighting ring, that Roddy White held up his undershirt and said, "Free Mike Vick" on it. Terrell Pryor wore eye black. He didn't get in trouble because he was at Ohio State at the time, but Jim Tressel said if he'd have known about it, he would have prevented it from happening. You know, and now one of his former Buckeyes is you know, subject to a fine in the NFL for it. Do you think it's just the way to avoid the slippery slope with the political statements?
I'll repeat, shame on the National Football League.
Shame on the National Football League, and shame on you if you didn't catch the show. We'll be back here next Sunday live at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf will be back next week. I want to thank our guest, David Zavak from FearTheSword.com, Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com, our good friend John Poulter, our professor of sports from MoreThanAFan.net, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. I'm Jeff Rich. This has been Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Have a great week, everyone.
It was our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.